Hi, I'm Haley.
And I'm Miranda.
And this is the best Chrismica ever.
Yep.
Sorry, I just jumped in there. We're the Newport Beach Babes. Welcome to the OC, bitch. Merry Chrismica. We're
again. We were trying to get on track to have these holiday releases.
We were trying to get Chrismica out before Chrismica happened. It didn't happen because that's a lot of the OC to watch. And also, we have lives sometimes. Sometimes we have lives.
I don't know if you can call it I have a life.
What is Chrismica, Miranda?
Oh, the description.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't mention that.
Let's
this is season
about...
1, episode 13.
It sure is.
The best Chrismica ever.
It is the best Chrismica ever.
And it's because Seth combines Christmas and Hanukkah to form his own holiday. Ryan worries that the holidays will once again lead to family fights and drinking.
Well,
you're not wrong. Yikes. Yeah. And Seth gives a great Chrismica monologue intro of this whole thing. About, like, what it is.
What it is. I mean, we're all alive here at the year 2019. We know what Chrismica is now. I honestly think this is really part of the cultural zeitgeist now, like Chrismica.
Yep.
Like, people who didn't even watch the OC know what Chrismica
know what
is.
It is.
Which I think is really fun.
Like, we didn't really know how to raise Seth. And he's like, yep, so I raised myself.
So I raised myself.
Because for my father, a poor struggling Jew in the Bronx, Christmas meant Chinese food
right.
and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And for my mom, Waspy McWasp. Like here,
Waspy McWasp.
Here in Newport, it meant a tree and the trimmings and all that bullshit. And so, you know.
I feel bad for Ryan in this scene because he literally just like, that sounds great for you guys. It just makes my eyes roll because like he's being very sweet, but I'm like, of course you're gonna be part of this.
Yeah,
you live here now.
Yeah,
you know.
But I also get like not knowing how to handle that.
Yeah, because he's never had like a normal Christmas,
like a functional family.
Yeah,
and he's like, oh, how does that go?
It is pretty like
I'm v confused.
It's like sweet, but I also was like Ryan. Yeah. Don't be dumb.
I know. He's being so hesitant. And Seth's like, hey, dip a toe in the Chrismica pool.
There's room for all of us.
Yeah.
I want to say that Melinda Clark and Rachel Bilson are still just guest stars on this episode.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I saw that. I think I was looking at Seth wrapping gifts in the pool house. And I was what? Seth is making Seth Cohen starter packs, which I'm going to maybe start doing for Christmas. Not his Seth Cohen, but like a Haley Oldham starter pack, which would... be really great, and you would all be very lucky.
I
but
love how much he loves the holidays. He's like
a
little
it's
elf
cute.
In there just,
it's
like,
cute.
Jamming out.
He is getting Anna and Summer the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, I guess in, like, the spirit of fairness, but also, like...
I know. Ryan's like, no good can come of this. You know that,
no
right?
No good can come of this. And guess what? It doesn't.
He's like, you still have to choose. And Seth's like, there's no choosing in Chrismica.
Oh, my God.
There's no choosing.
Seth is... absolutely insane in this episode.
Yeah,
he's
wild.
He's absolutely just out of this world in this episode. In the spirit of Christmas, Caleb, Chrismica is ruined. Sandy Cohen comes in and says,
don't say that.
Chrismica is ruined.
It has twice the resistance of a normal holiday.
Caleb is refusing the offer that Sandy's firm has made him for the Heights. And now he wants to go to trial.
Yep.
Seth is acting insane, and he's like, don't say that. And like, you'll see. You'll all see. You'll all see.
You're really starting to scare me.
I'm okay with that.
Ryan, what's your shoe size? No reason.
No reason. Just casually asking. I love the Cohen Chrismica household.
That's great.
Marissa is telling Jimmy that they can just skip Christmas.
Yeah.
Jimmy's getting ready to go to a job interview, and she's like, we can just skip Christmas. Like, we don't need to do it this year. It's fine. We can just wait till next year.
Holidays just make people depressed.
And he's like,
are you depressed? Like, you were supposed to go to therapy after Mexico.
She sure was.
It's been months, and this girl has not gone.
What, 4 months now, probably? Because I imagine they went in August.
Yep.
Before
Late
school
August,
started.
Early,
So, yeah, it's been 4 months, and they haven't even been you should be in therapy. It should have been
this.
Immediately. She should have been in therapy.
Yep.
Immediately.
Yep.
So they just kind of just forgot about it. They're just like, well, we haven't really talked about it. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's so annoying.
On another note, I really love her outfit here. She's got, like, a really cute little plaid skirt and, like, black tights and flats and, like, a nice little red T-shirt. It's super cute.
Yeah.
Seth is still... I literally just wrote, Seth is still fucking juggling these two girls. This has been going on so long.
Because
if you think about it, this has been at least a month or, like, 3 weeks since Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then even before then, you know, like October, September.
Yeah. I was going to say, we're still a few weeks out from Christmas. They
right.
said, but
so it's like in the middle of December. Yeah. So, you know, like when all the people have all their holiday parties or whatever. But it's been so long.
It's been
long,
for a while.
And he's still just like, they're both coming to the Newport
party,
group's
but not
party,
as
but not as dates. They're just both going to be there. It's just messy.
He thinks so, because Ryan's like, and they know this? And he's like, yeah, in theory, they both know that.
In theory.
In theory. It was not explicitly stated.
Caleb's house is absolutely bananas bonkers.
Is it his house or is it the Newport group?
I thought that was his house.
I think that's the office for some reason.
Because we don't really ever go to his home.
I felt like it was in an office because she... Like, Julie's decorating, and then she goes up and, like, sees him in some kind of an office, unless that's a home office.
I think it might be a home office, because they talk about Kirsten's mom used to put the tree in the foyer.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
So that's why I thought maybe it was they were having the party at the house, because we go to the office later. We've been to the office before.
Yeah. I felt like it looked kind of familiar, like his office, so I wasn't sure.
I think they have they had the party from the first episode at that same set. Because I recognize that set. Kirsten is like, hey, you need to just take this fucking offer. And he's like, no, I can get more blood out of this stone. She's like, that stone's my husband.
He's egging her on so much.
He is such a bad dad sometimes. He's such a dick.
She's like, fine, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do something I've never fucking done. I'm going to take Christmas vacation.
She does. And good for you, Kiki.
Don't be ridiculous, Kiki. You hate sitting around the house. She's like, yeah. But I hate you more. So
Go fuck yourself, Dad. Meanwhile, we see a great shopping montage between
Ryan
and Marissa. Yeah. Maybe this Christmas will mean something more. I did not get who is singing that song. It's probably on the Christmas mix. But it's sweet. They're just at the mall and they're just looking at stuff. She's trying on, like, high heels, and he, like, sinks under her because he's short. And
it's real cute.
She's trying on lipstick on not the way you're supposed to try on lipstick at the mall. She literally just picks it up, the tube, and just puts it on her lips.
But
and
she also steals that lipstick. So.
She sure does. So I was like, that is not how you do that. But then I was like, it doesn't really matter to you.
Yeah. But I also, on the note of her stealing, in what world do they follow a girl to a parking garage.
Into the,
to then confront her about stealing at multiple stores.
They would have stopped her.
Annoying. Annoying.
And Ryan, Ryan's being really annoying too.
Yeah.
Because they're like, her purse is very cute. Ryan is like, hey man, like, back off. Like, to a guy, like a security guard, clearly, who's just like trying to do his job. And Ryan's like, you don't need to give him your purse. You don't need to do that.
Yeah.
Yes, she does.
She really does.
Because she stole a watch.
She has such.
She stole some earrings. She stole a lipstick. She
has such, like, guilty
shit.
Eyes, and I was
she
like,
does,
good
yeah.
lord,
she
like,
fucking,
why are you fucking stealing?
She stole some stuff. She's so messy. Marissa is just goddamn the worst. Kirsten is working from home. She's easing into Christmas vacation.
I know. So that's like, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm on vacation. Ah, clearly.
Yeah, clearly. Easing. They're having a fun, like, son-mother banter. I love their relationship.
They're
it's very
cute.
Sweet. She says something about... He gets something from his father's side. I don't remember. It's like some sort of personality trait, and he immediately touches his eyebrows and says, oh my God, they're coming in.
Yeah.
Which I laughed a lot at.
While then she finds a mysterious document.
A mysterious document. And Seth makes some sort of joke about, like, Caleb, like, doing coke and like...
Yeah, something awful.
Some ridiculousness. And she's like, what are you talking about? He's like, I have no idea.
Oh, yeah. He talks about, like, the white horse.
Yeah,
the
he's
white,
like,
Grandpa's
like,
doing the
Grandpa
white
wants
lady.
To die with, dance with you, white lady, or something like that. Like,
she's
it's
like,
fucking
what are
ridiculous.
You talking
about? I love that he's just like, I don't know. Because, like, clearly that was so ad-libbed, and, like, they're just having fun together, which I like.
Yeah.
So we don't know what that mysterious paper is. I wonder
not
what it
yet.
Could be. I wonder
not
what it
yet.
Could be. We'll find out.
Meanwhile, Jimmy's talking to Marissa about her fucking behavior today.
Yes, she is. And Mom comes bursting through the door.
Making shit worse.
Fully dressed, ready for the party.
Yeah. Where do you think she learned to steal?
What a line.
It's a fucking great line.
I wrote that down, too. That's the only part of this scene that I, like, highlighted because I was like,
but I also like when he's like, we were just talking about, like, what her punishment should be, and she's
oh,
way to rule with the iron fist, Stalin.
Right, and she immediately is like, no car, no phone, no weekends, and I was like, oh shit. I hate her accent in this scene. Marissa.
Oh, I was like, Julie's flawless.
Julie's always flawless. We love you so much, Melinda Clark. She's like, you're gonna start going to therapy, which she should have done 4 months ago.
Yep.
She's
and Jimmy's like, she's right, kiddo. Therapy right. is part of the deal. And I was like, go to therapy, damn it.
Yeah. She needs to go fucking go to therapy. I mean, obviously everybody should, but it's fine. But she's like, no, like, I had a 4.0 first quarter. Like, she's doing that weird, that yeah. thing that her voice does, because she's yep. half British. And, like, so she says quarter and social chair, like, all, like, weird.
Social chair.
Social chair. Like, it's, you know, that's that weird Misha Barton thing. I don't know. And Julie yeah. says, I love you, but I don't believe you.
That's a good line.
It's a good line. Because mm-hmm. Ariana's like, Julie does love her. That's her yeah. daughter. But like, yeah, she fucking needs to go to therapy. Mm-hmm. She tried to kill herself in Mexico. And now she's stealing from South Coast Plaza. Like, girl
That's
needs
good.
Help.
And also, per that therapist before, she got caught stealing in a previous time. Yeah, as well.
And she had like an eating disorder and stuff. Like she's yeah. messed. She's messed up. Marissa, I literally just wrote, God, I hate Marissa. She's such a brat. Because she's such a brat in this scene. Because mm-hmm. She's like, does that mean that I don't have to go to the party tonight?
Ugh. And like, she's like, you're grounded. And she's like, no, it starts tomorrow.
Yeah. Because like, you know, she obviously
you have
like,
to go to this yeah. appearance.
And she's just like, she's just mouthing. She's so mean. Bitch. I don't know. Ugh. Seth gives Ryan a little stocking back at the Cohen household that says Ryan on it, which yeah. I thought was very sweet.
He also asks, how was the mall?
Mm-hmm.
Weird. Yes, you've really painted a picture for me. I feel like I was there.
I love that line so much. I feel like I say that a lot just in my real life.
Yeah.
Kirsten is sitting in their bedroom looking fucking incredible.
Yeah.
She's got like the champagne satin dress mm-hmm. on mm-hmm. and she's got a glass of champagne and she's just sipping beautiful. It, like staring yeah. out the window. Mm-hmm. And Sandy comes in, he's like, I know I'm late. I'm going to get dressed. I'm getting ready. And Kirsten's like, I have something for you.
And he's like, we settled today. Like,
yeah, he's
your
very excited about
me, but...
like that they settled. And she just is like, I yeah. need you to see this. You could mm-hmm. get fired. We missed. I she know. Did call.
Some city commissioner.
The commissioner, and she was like, hey, like, my father got this survey done. I lost my copy. Can you send me?
Yeah.
Which is pretty sneaky, Kirsten.
And so, yeah, and she tells Sandy, like, he's going to know that I gave this to you.
Yeah.
And he's going to have every right to fire me.
Yeah. Which is...
Woof.
She did the right thing, though. She yeah. did the right thing.
And her hair looks a lot better with, like,
she
a side part and the bangs to
hot.
The side.
Like, it's,
that's
like
a better...
It's, like, nice and, like, straight and that, yeah. like, dress. She's just... She looks gorgeous. Got, like, this dark eye makeup on, like, dark a dark lip.
Yep.
Anna comes over.
Mistletoe.
There was a pact for the Geneva Convention of dating.
Yeah.
Neither one of them were going to ride with Seth.
Yep.
But Anna violated that pact.
She did. And she has some real cute gold highlights while doing
she
it.
She does. She's got cute little gold highlights in her hair. Honestly, yeah. this dress that she's wearing is the one dress on the OC that I have coveted for years.
Really?
I'm obsessed with it. This dress and
this
Marissa's dress.
Tonight?
And New Year's.
Oh, I was like,
and tonight's dress, too.
The New Year's dress is great.
The New Year's dress.
But tonight's dress is stunning.
I love the Chanel, like, the sequin with the gray chiffon. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. this thing that Anna's wearing, it's like a red, kind of almost like 50s-esque, like, circle skirt. Mm-hmm. And it's got those, like...
Red spaghetti straps or something?
It's got, like, spaghetti straps with the little black tassels on them. Mm-hmm. And then it's got, like, a... like black embroidery beaded. It's just yeah. gorgeous.
And it
like,
is nice.
Every year when I go to a Christmas party, like for work or for something, I'm just like, oh, if I could get Anna's dress from that episode of the
right.
OC. So if you're listening and you know where I can get that dress, because I literally have looked. Because, you know, there's like those websites that are like, oh,
yeah.
like this is that, like they
right,
do like
right.
fashion or whatever. Like, yeah, like
as
seen on TV or whatever.
Yep.
But yeah, so I'm looking for that.
Yeah.
So she breaks the code, but so does Summer.
I know.
They
she
both
also
show up. Mistletoe.
And she looks real cute with her little tiara.
She does.
And her
cute little tube top dress and like.
Hiding what's to come.
Sandy and Kirsten come down. They're like, y'all ready to go? And they see them both on the couch. And Sandy's like, this is going to be some party.
And there's like some sort of like. Kind of like Jewishy music that's happening.
There's
at the
something,
time.
It's like, yeah. It's like a weird, like fiddler. Something's going on. Yeah.
yeah. And they're just like sitting, like Seth, in the middle of the two of them
yeah,
on that couch.
It's very funny. They're both like, "We have presents for you," and he's like, "I can't
I'll
wait."
I'll also give it to you later
for both of them. Like,
yeah.
it's so messy.
Yeah.
Such,
and he like touches one
mess.
Of. I think he touches Summer's knee, and
he
then
does.
He's like, "Oops."
Yeah.
And like, should
he's
I touch being
such
a
damn
know.
Mess. Ugh. Ryan's over at Jimmy's helping Marissa get ready.
Yeah.
And she's being absolutely obtuse about therapy. Because Ryan is being very supportive and being like,
yes.
I really think it's good for you. I think
yep.
you should go. I think
yep.
maybe you should talk to someone. She's like, I talk to you. And he's like, yeah, but like, I'm not a professional, you dumb bitch. Like,
I need the help of a trained professional because I stole a lipstick.
It's not about the lipstick.
It's like, oh my fucking God, her denial is so real.
She's in denial.
I'm
she's
the only normal
in
one in this family.
It's,
are you, though?
It's messy. And like, if this show was on in 2018,
yeah.
I don't know if... No, I think she would still be as, she would still be digging her heels in.
Yeah.
You know, but I think the show paints it therapy as being a bad thing sometimes.
Maybe.
Because she's the lead. But then again, like, all the characters around her
are,
like,
saying, like,
are being positive
go.
About it. Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And especially, I think, since, like, Ryan is suggesting it, too.
Yeah, it's
and,
nice.
And, like, her dad, who is, like, she's a daddy's girl more than a mom's girl. And so, like.
Does she stay in therapy after the Oliver thing? Spoilers?
I mean, maybe. But
okay.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Probably not, because she's still continues
she
to have
asks
horrible
him
behavior.
To go get her wrap.
Because she has to get her purse that's 2 fucking feet away from her.
Mm-hmm. We don't see the wrap at the party, yeah. But it's because she's stealing vodka from Jimmy's liquor cabinet.
She gets like a fifth of vodka and puts it in that
clutch.
She
sure does.
Jesus fucking Christ, Marissa. Like, I was already stressed out at this point.
Yeah.
Because I was like, no.
It's stressed.
This episode
is the
worst.
It's the worst.
It's the best of the worst.
Julie wants this to be a party that Caleb will never forget.
And he's like, I think you have a shot at that.
I think you've got a shot at that.
Also, I love the waiter who's like, mushroom, shrimp, crescent, crab and brie filo. Like, he's always, he's always just popping in. He's
right.
Like, try something else, man.
Try something else. Like, yeah, like,
yeah.
It's, I love that waiter.
I should
it's
know
funny.
That phrase, but.
Oh, Marissa sucks. Marissa's
sucks.
Being so, she's talking to Ryan. He like brings her a soda or something. Mm-hmm. And she's just being like, I don't remember. She's being a brat. Like, she's just.
Yeah, I don't have anything there, but I. Yeah, you're right. Just, she was being a
she's
brat.
She's being obtuse, and like Julie comes and tries to talk to her, and she's a bitch to Julie.
And Ryan's, like, really uncomfortable.
Right. And then, like, Julie says, I hate the holidays. And Ryan says, right there with you. And they both drink at the same time. It's fun.
Yeah.
I like that part.
Also, a little bit before that, the girls and Seth arrive, and she's like, I'm going to go this way. And then the other one's like, I'm going to go this way. And he's like, I'm going to go look for Ryan.
Yeah.
Maybe. And then Caleb also bumps into Sandy at some point, and he's like, maybe you could smoke the tree.
Oh, my God. Caleb is very, like, just thinks that Sandy's, like, this huge stoner, which I think is really
so
fucking
much.
Funny. Maybe you could smoke the tree.
Yeah.
But Sandy pulls Caleb aside
and
is like, hey, the Heights are fucking worthless.
Yep. You can't build shit
you
on
can't
that
build
property.
Shit on there. And I know you would never be able to get a building permit on there.
Yep.
I will buy them from you for a dollar.
$1.
For one singular dollar.
Oh,
which is
boy.
Great. Anna gives Seth her present, which I think is the sweetest, most, like, heartwarming.
Yes.
She made him a comic book.
The,
it's
Adventures,
the Adventures
of
Seth
Cohen and
Captain
Oates.
It's
Volume 1.
So
Confidence.
Cute. It's so cute. And, like, she's very just, like, she's got, like, her thumbs
oh
in her hands.
God.
And she's, like,
she's
watching
so...
him open it. It's so sweet.
I really love it.
I love that he's like, you made this? And she's like, no, I bought it on eBay.
Yeah, I fucking made it, like, you idiot.
Idiot. Jimmy and Kirsten are dancing, and they're saying, you know, like, we were good kids, and, like, we have good kids. And the next scene, like, the next cut is Marissa getting fucking wasted.
Oh, look, Marissa drinking in the bathroom, the picture of stability.
Right. Like,
Jesus.
Oh, my God. So she's just pouring vodka into her Coke.
The magical vodka that refills itself, because later she dumps
later,
that whole fucking thing
later
in there,
it's
and
like
later
full
it's,
again.
Like, half
yeah.
full again. It's so funny.
I wish she would stop doing this, because it makes me, like, I used to do that in college, so it makes
at least
me, like,
she kind of gagged in
bit.
The bathroom, though.
Yeah.
I appreciated
then
that
she, like,
was struggling to get
and she, like, fixes her face, and she's like, mm-hmm.
Ugh,
and then she's,
her.
Like, all of a sudden drunk when she goes back to go see Ryan.
That's, like, multiple shots real quick, and
I mean,
she's, like,
if she downed it,
pounds,
she isn't. She's so. Very tiny, that's true.
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But meanwhile.
Meanwhile, Summer's present to Seth is that she dressed up as Wonder Woman, which is.
I hear you like comic books, Conan.
It's really cute.
Good Lord.
But it's also, like.
Out.
It's, like, really silly at the same time.
Yeah. It's like, I got, you know what I got you for Christmas? Me in lingerie.
Me in lingerie, essentially. But, I mean, I guess, like, Summer, that's just kind of, like.
Yeah.
They're about to kiss, and she feels Anna's present. And she's, like, really touched by it. She's kind of like, oh, like,
this
she
made
really,
this?
She made this? Like, she's very, like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Anna bursts in while she's holding the comic book, and she's like, oh, my God, you're Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
I made you a comic book. What am I, 8?
She's like, oh, way to go, Wonder Whore.
I know.
And I wanted to look up. There's a really good quote that I'm going to butcher, but it was, like, some sort of fucking, like, inspirational infographic at some point that was, like, a flower and, like, a diamond are both very beautiful but very different things.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just because one is beautiful does not mean that the other one is
yes.
not.
Mm-hmm.
Something along those lines.
Sure.
And so, like, it just reminds me of, like, both of these girls are so awesome and beautiful and cool in their own way. Like, just because one of them makes a really cute comic book does not mean that you're not a valid person.
Exactly.
And vice versa. Like, just because
they're
Summer's
just different.
Like, yeah.
And that's like the main thing we were talking about in the Thanksgiving episode too, is like they're two very different
choices.
Women. Yeah. Yeah, they're two very different choices.
Yeah.
And he ultimately does make one. We will talk about that in the next episode.
But he needs to make it, and Summer says...
Yeah, they're both kind of like, you need to make this or someone's going to get hurt.
I know. Summer is so cute. She's like, I'm not into talking about, like, feelings or whatever, but I like you, okay? And so does she. Like, if we don't put an end to this soon, and Anna says, someone's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
And then they both just leave.
Yeah.
And then we get drunk fucking Marissa. Ugh. What's the big deal? You drink. Yeah, not in a bathroom alone. God.
Yeah, she's being...
Yeah, she's just like, you drink. And he's like, well, yeah, no, like, not alone in a bathroom. And he's like, oh, this is my mom all over again.
Yeah, it is.
And it's so upsetting.
It's like...
I mentioned that before, that she's, like, filling this, like, chaotic void.
She's filling this chaotic void.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah, she's going to go drive drunk. Good
job.
She's
being insane. She's being absolutely insane. Mm. Meanwhile, Caleb donates the Heights. Yeah, for $1. The Heights go back to the geological
the land trust. Caleb Nickel, the most generous man in Newport Beach. Like,
Marissa,
good PR stunt.
Marissa, when she's trying to leave, she hits another car.
Yep. And so then
when they are driving home, Ryan ends up driving. Yeah. They get pulled over by a cop.
I just put, fuck this car ride. Are you serious, Miranda? Put the container away.
Put the container away.
I said Miranda,
you
Marissa.
Did. Marissa, put the container away.
Joking.
Like, it's so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
They
like,
get pulled over.
Of course this is happening.
The cop is like, you guys have been drinking? And, like, Ryan's like, no. And he, like, looks at Marissa and he, like, knows that she's been drinking, obviously. Because she's
like, searching in the car for that.
And then he gets a call, of course, and he has to go away. And he's like, I'm going to give you a warning for that taillight. Ryan gets out, and honestly, to me, the most overdramatic moment of the OC ever.
Really?
This moment.
When he chucks the vodka and then slams the car door six
times.
Makes
me cringe so much. But I get why he does it.
Yeah.
So he grabs the bottle, he chucks it, and then he starts slamming the car door.
Like six
times.
And
she's like, ah, you're scaring me. And
he's like,
good,
you're
scaring
me. Yeah.
Because she is. She's awful.
Ryan, break up with her for the love of God.
My God, and they don't.
Just
drinking,
please.
Crying, cops. Well, then
it must be
Christmas.
Ugh. God.
So.
I left this behind. I am not doing it again.
No, and he shouldn't.
Go to therapy, Marissa. And she's like, okay.
Yeah.
And she's just like real sad and cute.
Seth tells both Anna and Summer that he just wants to be their friend. He tries to give them the Seth
Starter.
Yeah,
in that like cool
back.
Circular
it's
shot.
It's a cool shot, yeah. And they both turn him down.
Like, I don't want to be your friend.
They don't want to be the friends.
Yeah.
Caleb barges into the house and is like, I could have had you fired for what you did, for giving that survey to Sandy. It was dishonest, calculating, and ruthless. Kiki, we may just make a real estate mogul out of you yet.
I was like, oh shit, surprise compliment, Caleb. Because you can't tell her why that was such a big deal yet, but it's coming.
Sandy tells Ryan that he doesn't have to be the parent anymore. Because Ryan is going to try to go to therapy with Marissa to, like, support her.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, a sweet gesture, but no. Like, she's got to do this alone. And that's
exactly what Sandy says.
He says
like, Marissa's got to figure
this
out by
herself.
You've got a letter. Like, you don't have to be a parent
anymore.
Like
we said, he's got that martyr thing.
He's here with us now.
Always trying to be that martyr, that parent. And he doesn't need to be anymore.
Yeah. How does Marissa look that cute with her hair pulled back into, like, a button blobbed and just, like, a random long sleeve shirt, by the way? She looks so good.
She looks so good.
And I have... Oh, my God. Here's Oliver.
The most iconic character in the OC history.
Yep.
Oliver
Trask.
Fucking Trask. What is wrong
with
you?
What is wrong with you? Let's address the obvious and move on. What's wrong with you? What is wrong?
What is wrong
with you? For a social chair, well, I don't find you to be very social at all.
Yeah.
Came here three times before I actually walked through that door.
Yeah.
Mm. You want to know why you are the way you are.
She's just...
See you next week.
Everyone, we've got Oliver Trask here in the studio today. That would be amazing, actually. God, I don't know what his name is. Taylor something.
I was going to say Lautner, but it's not
Taylor
that.
Swift.
Taylor something. He was in Phantom of the Megaplex.
He was in Phantom of the Megaplex.
Strikes again. He was real cute in that.
He was. I had a huge crush on him. And then when I saw him on the OC, I was like, oh no.
He's evil. He's evil. It's dark Phantom.
He's
boy.
So... This is a really great arc that we're about to start with Oliver. So... Yep. Please stay tuned
for some crazy
this
shit.
Is a shorter episode for us, but it's one of an iconic OC episode, but it's also like, you know, like it's just kind of fun. It's a fun episode. We don't really need to get too deep into stuff
right,
on this one.
Yeah.
But...
I was gonna say Ryan asked how it like went with the girls, and they rented DVDs, and it's arm wrestling classic.
And then I love that they get a Christmas movie and Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah.
And so it's like Christmas, okay. You know?
Yeah. And then Ryan hangs his stocking up, and I was like, aw, they are real family. And then they have that cute Christmas card. It's real adorable.
Yeah, it's really sweet. It's a great episode.
Oh, you know what we skipped over a little bit? It was in between Ryan's dramatics with Marissa, and then before she, like, Seth says... we should be friends to the girls, is they're talking about Ryan's night, and Seth's like, what you have is a Chrismica miracle. So any other night, like, Ryan would have been fucked over and, like, you would have gotten arrested. Mm-hmm. But you had Jesus and you had Moses, and they were working together, the super team, to, like, make you have a good Chrismica. And he's just, like, so excited
I know. It's...
While Ryan's eating, like, dry cereal.
I know. He's just like... Okay.
He's like eating like frosted mini wheats or something. Yeah. Sorry. That was a clip that I had that I did not end up playing. But no clips today. I just wanted to talk about that really quick because it was so cute.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Chrismica miracle.
He says miracle a lot.
Yeah.
It was, I thought was really funny. anything else about this episode? Got a final quote?
You can never have too many copies of The Goonies. We'll see you next week.